Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Kufches Zevachim 120. And today's Daf Yomi brings us to the conclusion of Maseches Zevachim. And we thank Hashem Yisparach for giving us the strength to complete this Masechta. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara deals with the question of whether or not the law of Pigel applies to a Bama Ketana. So Pigel, we know we've been studying it many times in this tractate, is the thought process that when one is slaughtering the animal or doing another aspect of the sacrifice that one intends for the action to take place, for the consumption part of the animal, either by the blood or by a person, to be done after the time it was where it was permitted. So the rabbis told him, "Brisa minayin la'asos zman b'bama ketana." How do we know that this law of Zman, Pigel, the idea that you're doing the action of Shlita, of slaughtering it, but with the intent to have consumption after the time where it's allowed, which we know is punishable by Karis if one eats from that animal. So how do we know that this also applies to a Bama Ketana, to a private altar that was built outside of the temple during the time where that was allowed? How do we know that the laws of Pigel apply there? So the Gemara says, and we might think that it doesn't apply, says the Braisa. Daha Amra Torah Lan Yisarev, and Yotze Yisarev. So we know that the Torah says that if one leaves an animal overnight, it should be burnt. And also if a person takes an animal outside of the courtyard, of a sacrificial animal outside of the courtyard, it should be burnt. Ma Yotze Kasher B'Bama, Af Lan Kasher B'Bama. And we know that this prohibition of Yotze and Lan don't apply to a Bama because there is no courtyard to be taken out of, and so therefore it does not apply to a Bama. And also, if the sacrificial meat is left overnight, the prohibition doesn't apply to a Bama Ketana. So if that's the case, the Gemara is saying, maybe the prohibition of Pigel, which we call Zman here in this Gemara, also shouldn't apply to a Bama Ketana. And the Gemara says, but maybe we can prove that it does. And let's prove that it does from the case of birds, from the case of fowl. V'laf kal v'chomer hume ofos. Why can't we prove it from the logical argument from the carbon sacrifice as it relates to an oaf, that from that purpose, from an oaf, we should say that Pigel is also going to disqualify by a Bama Ketana, because we could say ma ofos, just like by birds in general, she'ena hamum poselen, there's a blemish which prohibits an animal, but a bird itself will not become prohibited if they would become trefa or missing a limb. So therefore, if that's the case, even though that's the case by an oaf, Zman posel b'hem, but we do say that the prohibition of Pigel does disqualify a bird from being consumed. And Kodshe Bama Ketana, but when it comes to the sacrificial Bama, on a small Bama, a private altar, where we say a moon posel b'hem, where we say a blemish does disqualify an animal from being brought there, Eino din shezman posel b'hem. Shouldn't we say by logical argument that for sure the Pigel should disqualify them by them? Meaning to say, if we say by a bird, which is not disqualified by a blemish, but it is disqualified by Pigel, so how much more so should we say by a Bama, which is disqualified by a blemish, that it should be disqualified by a Pigel as well? So the Gemara rejects that Kal v'chomer, because it says you could turn around and say, Mala ofos shekein ein azar kasher ben, by an oaf, by a bird, a non-Kohen is not able to bring them because of the and nevertheless they are prohibited for Pigel. Tomar b'bama ketana shazar kasher bo. But yet nevertheless we say by a bama ketana a zar is kosher to bring an offering. So therefore you can't make a logical argument to a Bama Ketana to say that Pigel should not apply. So therefore, the Gemara says, okay, we'll have to prove this via a verse. We cite a verse, Zos Toras Zevach HaShlamim. It says in Leviticus chapter 7, verse 11, this is the law of the sacrifices, Zevach HaShlamim, which teaches us, Lasot Zman B'Bama Ketana Zman Bama Gedola, that this teaches us that we make the time by a Bama Ketana, meaning the Pigel prohibition by a Bama Ketana, equivalent to the Pigel prohibition by a Bama Gedola. And that is how the Gemara ends its tractate. Hadron alach paras chatas uslikol amesachas vacham. It's very moving to me that the Gemara seems to end with these words, lasos zman bama ketana kezman bama gedola, to make the time of a bama ketana like the time of a bama gedola. And we can imagine the bama gedola as a reference to the big altar in the in the temple. And the Bama Katana, the Gemara intends for it to be a reference to the small altars that were built outside the temple. But Bama Katana could also be a reference to our own Bamos that we're building with our Torah study today. We're building our sacrificial, we know that the Torah study we do today and our prayers are the equivalent of sacrifices. And so that there's an equivalent to the Zman that we put into this, to the Bama Katana, to the equivalent of a Bama Gadol. And that's how the message that the Gemara is choosing to end the tractate with, to say that our bamos, our sacrificial study today, our sacrificial prayers are equivalent to the bama gedola of the altar. In this context, also we point out that the Gemara on the last staff says that there are certain leniencies that we know by an oath, because the oath a mum does not disqualify an oath. So some want to say there the Chuvas Ranoglis was asked the question, maybe we should always only eat oaf instead of eating meat. Instead of eating meat, we should only eat chicken, for example, because there's less prohibitions, less things to worry about, less concerns that it can become treif. And indeed, the Chuvas Ranoglis cites multiple reasons about why a chicken is less likely to become treif. But nevertheless, he says if you have proper hashkacha, proper supervision on either one, it shouldn't matter, and it should be sufficient to eat it. But nevertheless, he quotes that the Gross says that it's better to eat to eat on Shabbos dairy than to eat meat that was not slaughtered properly. And there were some people, some rabbis, he said, they eat chicken only on Shabbos and meat only on Yontif. And that's because of their concern for kashrus, to live it at the highest level possible, and to make all of our lives service of Hashem.